You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
These are the times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people have rallied bravely whenever the rights of men have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
People think I'm controversial, but the truth is, I'm a nice guy. And we're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
I'm upset, outraged, and angered.
Everything you said was all a lie?
What I say is what I say.
Okay, I want a damn concerted effort. This a god last damn time. I want somebody use his brain.
This is a job for
John Peterson
and
Marty
Young.
You're from the 60s.
I will tell you, this is going to be something special.
Just a show about nothing.
I don't have any answers for you. I don't give interviews. I just want to be left alone.
Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and my sister.
What is this? Ponderous, man. Ponderous. Ponderous.
Ponderous.
Yes. WMDX 92.7.
Good
nice.
Morning.
Very nice introduction there, Sam.
7 minutes past the hour. It's Thursday morning. Got a few light clouds earlier, but it looks like it's clearing out nicely.
Yeah.
And we'll see a lot of sunshine today. Highs in the low to mid 60s. Still chilly, 29 degrees now. We'll talk to Brittany Merlot in about 10 minutes or so and get the latest on the weather. Okay.
I was hoping
a big story here.
I was hoping you could get the Doge guys breaking into that office.
Mm.
If we could just get that cut. That is.
We got that?
Yeah. This has not hit the fan, the X fan or any place else. Blue sky, nothing. I don't know why. This says it all about Doge and the guys that work under Elon. Let's check that. This is
the youngsters.
This is where the youngsters get into the office and surprise a lot of people. Let's check it out.
Mm-hmm.
What? Did you have to work for about 15, 20 minutes this morning?
Oh, that's pretty snarky. And who are you?
Brad Schmidt, a.k.a. Face Doge. You're not going to slip off for an early lunch break now, are you?
God forbid
is right, because we're taxpayers. Well, we wanted to audit the computer systems. These two ladies here, they're stonewalling us. They've been trained to look out for us. They have. I think, honestly, one Asian kid with ChatGPT could do all your jobs, too.
That's true.
Yeah, that's an amazing example of what it's like getting a visit from Doge.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and Doge had some plans for our Social Security office. A lot of people are on Social Security and need it, and these guys had different plans for it, and I'm sure Musk was fully behind them on this. The Social Security Administration may have almost went through some very dramatic changes that would have freaked everybody out, but late yesterday, they abandoned plans. Get this. They were considering ending phone service for millions of Americans filing retirement and disability claims at the Social Security office.
Mm-hmm.
They would not be able to call the Social Security. My head can't even wrap around the idea of this.
A lot of those are, elderly people that are not on the internet.
Yes.
Or they don't know how to. They don't have
computers.
That.
They're not savvy at that, and we can't expect them to have computers. If they choose to just make a phone call, fine. The Washington Post reported that Elon Musk's U.S. Doge service was weighing the change to root out alleged fraud.
Mm-hmm.
So again, alleged. There's no proof of it. Just making a phone call is alleged fraud. And so they were willing to do that. Now, the shift would have directed elderly and disabled people to rely on the internet and in-person field offices, which they're cutting down on, to process their claims, curtailing a service that 73 million Americans have relied on for decades to access earned government benefits. They've earned this. The phone service proposal came less than a month after members of Doge arrived at Social Security headquarters and began looking for ways to cut what they labeled fraud, waste, and abuse. Of course, a little paranoid there, starting to control what we do as a government. Unproven paranoia.
So not only are they going to cut back on the number of workers in Social Security, the people that work in the offices, yep, but also they wanted to cut out a lot of the phone services, most of the phone services.
Yes, the phone service. Yeah, you can't make a request.
And it's not just the elderly, as you mentioned. Disabled people are in this, too.
Oh, yeah.
These are people that are blind, people that don't have hearing, that people that are in wheelchairs, people that have no other way to communicate except by using the phone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To get their Social Security payments.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
So maybe Mega's felt a little pressure, though.
You think?
Making that change and saying, okay, we'll keep the phone service at the Social Security office. Yeah. My God, please. They were probably pressured from Connecticut Representative John Larson because we're going to play 5 minutes of this. The whole 5 minutes is an incredible inspiration to every American listening to our voices right now. So let's check this out. This is John Larson, representative from Connecticut.
This is indeed a sad morning. Very sad morning. When this committee, the oldest and most continuous in the Congress, neglects its responsibility and essentially holds this hearing today to block any further discussion. The men and women on this committee are good people. They're honest and caring people. And that's why I do not understand why you would relegate this committee to no longer being of significance and resort to saying, you will do whatever Elon Musk and Donald Trump tell you to do. Where's the independence of the committee? Where's the legislature? We're an equal branch of government. And you start off with a blather, and yet look at the empty seats here. Where's Elon Musk? I'm sure he's a genius and is a very credible person because of the wealth he's accumulated. But that does not put him above the law or the responsibility to come before this committee in this Congress. If he's so great, if these plans and all the fraud and abuse that he's found are so eminent, why isn't he here explaining it? You know why. Because he's out to privatize Social Security. He's been on television the last couple of days talking exactly about Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, and what he intends to do, privatize it. The American people, some of them may have been born at night, but not last night. People are aware of this. Every single one of your districts, all the money that comes in monthly, and you have not done, you as a Congress, have not done anything in more than 54 years. And now you have someone coming in to privatize a system, something you have longed to do going back to 1982, because Elon Musk thinks that this is the best thing to do. President Trump has called Social Security a scam. Elon Musk, as the chairman, as Mr. Neal said, called it a Ponzi scheme. Ask that of the people in your district. Ask that, Mr. Smith, of the more than 198,000 people in your district who rely on Social Security, and you won't even let the person who's planning to privatize it, who's telling the big lie in front of everyone, in bold as he possibly can, saying, this is what we're going to do. The Congress is in our back pocket. We don't even have to come before them and testify because we control the House, we control the Senate, and we control the presidency. And it's the tyranny of the executive. It's why these resolutions were first adopted back in 1789, because the founding fathers knew that the executive branch does not have total authority over the legislature. unless you have a willing party that says, no, we're going to do exactly what you tell us to do, Mr. Musk and Mr. President. It doesn't matter to our constituents. It doesn't matter how much money they are not going to receive. We're not even going to tell them the truth about what's going to happen to them. And every single one of these districts where they're being shut down and their personnel, and as Mr. Neal said, Dan, after you cut and eliminate the people, say the agency isn't responding accordingly. No other agency operates for under less than 1%. With that, they administer to over 70 million people in the nation's number one anti-poverty program for the elderly and children. Shame! Shame! Can't bring people in front of this body? If he's right, if they're so good, if they're so just, why aren't they here telling the American people about it? They're not, because you know the truth. It's about privatization. I yield back.
All right. That's his, that is truly one of the great speeches.
Representative John Larson from Connecticut yesterday.
Breathtaking.
At the House Ways and Means Committee.
I think that should energize just about everybody.
Yeah.
Let's play something from the movie Network, because it is so relevant what he's saying in that movie.
Yeah.
It works today just as well as it did back then. Let's listen to this.
I want you to get mad. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. Damn it. My life has value. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Yeah.
I love it. We should all be doing it at this moment.
Howard Beale.
It's crazy to even think that this is happening before our very eyes. Mm-hmm. Some guy that has not been vetted by Congress at all, just told to go in and close down the departments that this country functions on. That's that's why I'm so angry.
Is it?
Gordy.
Really?
I get a little ticked off, and I'm a little on edge almost all the time now. And
I know. I worry about you.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm glad you're worried. Yeah. I'm also worried about myself.
Well,
we have more.
Do we?
We have more. There is an update on Elon and Doge coming up.
And we'll get a weather update from Brittany Merlot, our WMDX meteorologist, coming up next on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Actually, that was just me, my cold.
Yeah.
I got a bad cold.
You got to get over that.
I do. I do. WMDX 92.7. And this is John and Gordy broadcasting from the capital city, Madison, Wisconsin, and right down the street from the Capitol, where all the mayhem takes place. We just got to keep an eye on them. They're right down the street, so look out, guys.
And this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning on WMDX is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. The big mismatch sale is ongoing. It's the biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. Hurry in now, save an additional 10% off of every single mattress and box spring. Wake up and sleep better. Verlo Mattress of Madison, two locations, east side and west side. Go to verlo.com.
All right.
Hey.
It's time for weather again with Brittany Merlot. What's happening out there? I mean, I'm expecting a very, very nice warm day, 87 degrees predicted high today.
No, not, no.
87. That's, no, too soon. What? Too soon.
Okay. All right.
You're wrong.
I know you guys make this up, so it's just my attempt to
maybe
one up you guys. Okay.
What's the matter with you?
Well, no.
I just throw darts at a dartboard, so see, I hit 63 degrees for you.
There you go. Okay.
Okay. Well, tell us tomorrow, what's really going on in the weather.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So we've got some interesting weather. Pretty much everything you could think of is probably headed our way. So what we're looking at right now, temperature is pretty comfortable. We'll climb to the low 60s. It's going to be sunny. We'll see those winds starting to get a little bit breezy this afternoon. And then we have an actual total lunar eclipse tonight, right around midnight to 3 o'clock.
What time?
So wait,
3 a.m. for the total eclipse?
Oh, midnight.
Yeah, midnight to 3.
Okay, midnight to 3.
Okay.
It'll take a couple of hours. It'll probably be partly cloudy at this point. So decent viewing, and it'll look kind of a reddish hue because the shadow that the Earth casts on it kind of lights it up like that. So it hasn't happened since 2022, and it's not going to happen again for another few years. So if you can see it, check it out. And then things get wild. Here's what we're doing tomorrow. We've got mostly cloudy skies to start the day. We could have some small thunderstorms rolling through in the morning hours. So don't be alarmed if you're sleeping and you hear some rumbles of thunder. Those should not be strong or severe. So we're going to be into tomorrow. It'll be windy, warm, kind of muggy and sticky out there. Those dew points are going to be rising. Yep. Winds are going to be gusting around 30 miles per hour. We're going to soar to the low to mid 70s.
Ooh, wow.
Feeling good.
I love it. Yes. I love it.
Wow.
Yes, it's going to be nice, but still cloudy.
Oh, no.
Still a little muggy. Yeah. And then we've got these big storms rolling through. So a cold front's going to smack right into all this heat, moisture, and instability. It's going to fire up some storms. So that kind of looks to hit the Madison area after 10 o'clock, probably 10, 10:30 or so. And it'll move through pretty quickly, probably only take an hour. And we're looking at some heavy downpours, chances for some hail, maybe some damaging wind gusts approaching 60 miles per hour.
Now, what day are we thinking on this? Is that Saturday?
Late Friday night.
Oh, okay. Late Friday. Got it.
Yep. And then here's the kicker. We're in a slight risk for potentially even small spin-ups of some tornadoes, too. Because we've got all the ingredients going on.
Mm-hmm.
You take this cold air aloft and the warm air at the bottom, you kind of mix it all together. It gets things rotating. And so we got to be careful for that as this line moves through Friday night.
All right.
Then
Saturday.
More.
Yeah, there's this more. Is just that's not
more weather.
But wait, there's more.
Okay.
Saturday, we'll cool down a little bit into the 50s. Light rain still ongoing throughout the day. Then Saturday night, we fall below freezing. This system's still sitting over us, pulling in some light snowfall. So we are looking at some light accumulations overnight into our Sunday morning.
All right.
So we're getting a little bit of everything from tornado risk to rain to snow. Crazy winds. Yeah. It's all here.
So get the snowblower ready to go then, right?
I don't know if we're going to get that much, but the shovel. Keep the shovel nearby.
Right. Sam, you're looking quite sad over there. You are. Yeah. You look like you're about to cry. What's the matter?
My basement is slightly flooded right now.
Slightly
still
flooded.
Still trying to identify the source of the water. Should I just get a really, really, really big umbrella to put over my house for this big downpour you're talking about?
There you go.
What
sure.
can I do?
Good idea.
Oh,
do you have a line on
No, because
big
it's going to blow
umbrellas?
Away.
Yeah, oh, no.
That's right. It'll blow away.
The tarp. All right. You got to string a tarp down really good. I have no idea. Oh, my goodness. It's not going to be good. We're looking at
do.
A good half inch of rain, too.
Well, he's got a half inch of rain in his basement right now.
Yeah.
It's like,
no.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well,
I'm
Sam, you'll have
works.
To tough it out. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Brittany, thank you so much.
Yes,
you're forgetting,
for
you're forgetting
news.
Something, Gordy.
What?
What's that?
You're
what
forgetting.
I... Oh, you're...
We
oh.
were going to check the weather
oh, planet
that's right.
somewhere else, right?
That's right, because this is the birthday of the planet Uranus. It was discovered in 1781, so we need interplanetary weather, right?
Interplanetary weather.
Well, I think everyone's wondering, just how hot has Uranus been?
Okay.
How hot is Uranus?
It's pretty toasty.
Okay. The record high temperature on the planet of Uranus was 116 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's it?
It's not
really
much.
Not
you're far
much.
Away.
It's ways
you're
away
far.
From the sun, Gordy.
Okay. Well, I know that, but it seems like it should be hotter than that. At least for a record. I don't know.
Okay. Actually, that seems tolerable. So, at least now, anyway, with climate change.
Okay.
Well, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Brittany.
Oh,
appreciate it.
Welcome.
You have a good day.
All right.
WMDX meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We have a text from Nancy out there in Illinois land, south of the Cheddar Curtain.
Yeah.
She writes, this is so sad. I fought against the Vietnam War, not the drafted soldiers, but the unjust war. Right. I got that. Working for civil rights, trying to protect the environment, rights for women, and many other issues. Will this ever end? I guess we have to hang in there and keep fighting. Love, Wisconsin. Nancy from Illinois.
Okay, Nancy.
It's a nice love letter for us.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's easy to get discouraged. It's easy to become apathetic, but you got to keep fighting.
I was just noticing on CNN that federal workers are finding it difficult to prove that they are unemployed, and they're unable to get unemployment checks because of it. No one thought of that? Well, I guess not. I mean, these are amateurs, right? Backpack kids going through the offices. Elon doesn't even know anything about our governmental system at all. He was here illegally, violated the student visa that he had. Should have been exported at that point.
Now, I think some of the longtime workers were getting buyouts, right? $25,000, you get a check, but you got to make a decision by tonight. You know, it was kind of one of those deals.
Well, that's some of them, but the others have been just let go.
Right.
Yeah.
And now they're having trouble getting unemployment.
They can't prove it.
Great. And on it goes.
All right, we're gonna give you an update on what's going on with Doge and Elon Musk, because a judge is asking them to prove all this stuff now.
Yes, that's right. Midwest Farm Report is next. Stay with us. More of John and Gordy in the Morning right around the corner on WMDX.
Time to wake up, get some coffee, and call your parole officer. It's John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX.
That's us. He's John Peterson. I'm Gordy Young. Producer Sam in the control room there, pushing the buttons and switches, watching the flashing lights.
Quietly yelling at John to quit watching videos on his computer.
Look out, I'm going to send you something.
92.7 WMDX, and this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by David J. Frank. They are your turnkey, one-stop landscaping resource, celebrating 65 years in business, taking care of lawns and flowers and doing trimming, shaping, and pruning, both commercial and residential. You've seen their work at the UW campus, also Hilldale Shopping Center, and at the state capitol as well. You can find out much more by going to their website, davidjfrank.com. They have three branches in our area, Madison, Milwaukee, and Kenosha. davidjfrank.com. davidjfrank.com.
Right.
Over to you, John.
All right. Well, I've got something for you.
What do you
update
have?
On Doge and Elon.
Oh, boy.
Federal judge, you might have heard of her, Judge Chutkan, ordered Elon Musk and Doge to produce records and answer questions about their work. Now, we just heard John Larson say, why aren't they in here? You know, why isn't the House interviewing these people, finding out what's going on in all these departments, check on all the fraud, what they've found so far, the money they've saved? No one has the courage to do that. The Republicans are letting this happen, and they don't care. This guy who just came in here and just tore through our government, took down departments, took the names off of the buildings. I think ICE is setting up shop in the old USAID building.
Is that right?
This? Yes.
I didn't hear that.
I thought I heard that.
Okay.
But anyway, Musk and Doge have been given 3 weeks to comply with the order, come up with the records, answer questions. Musk's Government Efficiency Commission has been hit with nearly over 24 lawsuits. Now, you would think that the Congress would say, you know, there are 24 lawsuits here.
Yeah.
Something's wrong.
Yeah.
My God, how irresponsible. I thought it was irresponsible for the Senate to take a pass on the two impeachments, which was egregious. Yeah. Now they're letting this happen with Musk and Doge, and just, well, two dozen lawsuits? We don't have to step in at this point. Under the order, Musk and Doge must turn over records relating to the plans to cull federal agencies, terminate federal employees, and cancel federal contracts. The discovery requests do not apply to Trump. All right. Last month, 14 Democratic state attorney generals filed a federal lawsuit against Trump, Musk, and Doge. In their lawsuit, the attorneys general asked the court to restore constitutional order and stop Musk from issuing orders to any person in the executive branch outside of Doge. Mr. Musk does not occupy an office in the United States and has not had his nomination for an office confirmed by the Senate. His officer level actions are thus unconstitutional, according to the lawsuits by the attorneys general. All right. So Judge Chutkan acknowledged in her ruling that the attorneys general did not legitimately call into question what appears to be the unchecked authority of an unelected individual, an entity that was not created by Congress and over which had no oversight. So they haven't proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that they're injured. All these attorneys general and their states aren't injured enough, and they haven't proved it. Of course, I don't know why they couldn't prove it. There are so many contracts, right, in the Inflation Act that paid for all of these services and the transition to green economy, and plus universities are getting their funding canceled. These attorneys generals are basically fighting for that as well. Mm-hmm. I don't know why Judge Chutkan didn't find that convincing enough, but anyway, at least in 13 days, we're going to find out. They're going to have to argue their case, Doge and Musk, argue their case, produce the records, answer the questions. So we'll see what happens at that point.
So that hearing is in 13 days?
Yeah, 13 days. Okay, yeah.
We'll keep an eye on that.
Countdown on that one.
Okay.
All right. Now, Maddow last night.
Yeah, Rachel Maddow.
Had a list of polls. The unpopular things that Trump is doing right now. And I don't know if her list matches mine, but it sounded pretty damn close. Okay?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, I had this a couple of days ago, but here we go. 83% oppose Trump's pardons and violent January 6th defendants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Around 70% of Americans oppose the administration's move to rename the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America.
70% oppose that.
70% oppose that.
Why is this even a thing?
I know. Again, it's that 30% that approve of it, that elected this guy as president.
Okay, it's right? it's like one of those things that, like, renaming Pluto or declassifying Pluto as a planet. I will always still consider it a planet.
Right,
I will always
still
consider it the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll always consider Pluto a dog. 70% oppose dismantling the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. 70% oppose getting rid of OSHA.
Mm.
That's pretty. You know, the American public is pretty damn smart when you take a look at this survey.
Yes.
62% in one poll and 74% in another oppose Trump's plans to take control of Gaza, making it the... What do they call it? The
Riviera.
The Riviera.
The Riviera and the Middle East. Yeah. Right. 70% opposed that.
Remember that ad that we had? Trump Gaza.
Yes.
It was a fake ad, but Trump retweeted it. So he believes in it. 67% opposed freezing funds for public health agencies. Makes sense. As many as 65% opposed trying to take the Panama Canal. That's in the Marquette poll. 64% oppose his 25% tariffs on goods from Canada. That's the post-Ipsos poll. 60% in one poll and 64% in another oppose trying to make Canada the 51st state. God. And they're talking about YouGov and Reuters Ipsos poll. 59% oppose his 25% tariffs on goods from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
58% and 59% in two polls opposed dismantling the U.S. Agency for International Development. USAID.
Right.
And that's from an Ipsos and Washington Post Ipsos poll. 58% oppose laying off large numbers of government workers. 58%, that's it? I would think 80%.
That'd be even higher,
We've all been in that position of losing our job or at least being told, you know, we're let go. And I would think more sympathy would be in part of this, but I guess not.
Well, that's quite the list.
That is quite the list.
Does that wrap it up?
Yeah.
Or do you have more?
No, that's it.
I mean, it seems like on every important issue.
Everyone, yes.
They're opposed to what Donald Trump and Elon Musk have been doing.
Yeah, what's going on here?
Do they not read the polls anymore? Are they not up on that?
Well, you'll always hear them say that they're doing what the American public elected them to do.
A little bit of a disruption.
I don't think they wanted this.
You know, unless there's some kind of concrete consequence for having really low poll numbers, unless the people get really angry and do something, they're just going to keep doing what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's why they are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, you know, if the government shuts down, then Elon can go in and really clear house, because a lot of people won't be in their offices. They'll have time off and they won't be getting paid. Their paychecks are usually retroactive when the government reopens. So, and I work for the government myself, so I understand that. I've been there, done that. All right.
The last time when the government shut down, was that affecting your paycheck as a census worker?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm.
All right, now let's get to something here. And, you know, a lot of people oppose the agenda that we have going on in this country. The people who elected Trump, they're not happy about this. I mean, when you have 70% saying that they oppose something,
right,
it's got to include Republicans as well. A lot of Republicans, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, now we're getting a little heat from France. There's a French senator, and this is cut 135. This French senator just let Trump have it, and this became a popular item on TikTok.
So,
and you know that if it made it on TikTok, it's got to be good, right? So, let's listen to this. This is from French 24, my favorite TV station that translates all that stuff into English. Let's check it out.
Well, is the French senator Claude Malhuret also going to be added to the annals of history for comments he's made this week on Europe's turning point, a speech that he spoke for 8.5 minutes, a soliloquy to the Senate that's become a viral sensation, a call to arms for Europe, it's been seen by many, to get its house in order. Here's Catherine Viette.
In a speech to his colleagues, French Senator Claude Malhuret accused Donald Trump and his administration of trying to destroy democracy.
Washington has become the court of Nero, a fiery emperor, submissive courtiers, and a ketamine-fueled jester in charge of purging the civil service. Trump's message? There is no point in being his ally since he will not defend you. He will impose more customs duties on you than on his enemies and will threaten to seize your territories while supporting the dictatorships that invade you.
Yikes.
The video from last week has gone viral with more than 600,000 views. Several U.S. media outlets have been playing the clip while the Democratic Party scrambles to come up with a plan to challenge some of Trump's proposals.
France. A takedown from a French senator.
Mm-hmm.
Something else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got to wonder, you know, we're talking about the employees getting laid off, bought out, all that kind of stuff.
And we're getting a couple of texts here. One from Lynn in Golden Valley. Here, actually a series of texts here. She says you don't get unemployment if you resign willingly. Well, a lot of these people are not resigning willingly.
A lot of them aren't. Yeah.
But she also said, last summer, my employer shut down our division, putting 39 workers out of a job. To sign up for unemployment, I needed to supply a document from my employer clearly stating I was terminated against my will without being fired for bad behavior. I imagine showing them that you got sent an email saying resign will not satisfy that requirement.
Yeah, I bet it
Talking
doesn't.
About the federal workers there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank
Not
you.
Gonna work.
Thank
Lynn.
You, Lynn.
Yeah.
Good comment.
Yeah.
So the respect for workers is lacking in this administration. And this is a story about that. A reporter asked our bloated orange muffin,
our bloated orange muffin? You mean the king?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, I came up with that, but I'm trying to come up with different ways to describe him without saying Trump anymore.
Oh, okay.
And that's just my first attempt. Bloated orange muffin.
Okay.
What responsibility he felt for these civil servants who had lost their jobs. And this was his response. This is a quote. I feel very badly, but many of them don't work at all. I don't think he feels that badly. Many of them never showed up for work. Many of them never showed up for work. He repeated it, insisting that the job cuts are targeted at the people that aren't working or are not doing a good job. And we found out over and over and over. You'd think he'd know by now that we found out over and over again that they fired very, very important people at each one of these departments.
Yeah.
Pivotal people that make our lives better and safer in this country. Anyway, the Washington Post found that federal workers usually work an average of 43 hours a week and most of any class of worker. But Musk's standards, the president hasn't actually measured up to Musk's standards, though, because he went golfing 13 of his last 48 days back in office, flying down to South Florida to golf for 5 days straight.
Wow.
At the height of Doge's firing spree in February. Boy, he was really concerned, isn't he?
Yeah, guess not. Okay.
Okay.
7:48. Coming up, we're going to talk to Judy Davidoff from Isthmus. Get the latest on the newest issue of Isthmus. Coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning. It's WMDX. You're being unfair, King. No matter what you say, we won't obey. Gonna hold a revolution now, King. And we're gonna run it all away with no more king.
We're gonna elect a president.
No more king.
He's gonna do what the people want.
No more king.
We're gonna run things our way.
No more king.
Nobody's gonna tell us what to do.
Rocking and a rolling, swishing and a splashing over the horizon. What can it be? Looks like it's going to be a free country.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX 92.7. This is John and Gordy in the Morning. We hope you're happier and brighter because of the news stories we've had this morning.
We hope.
Yes.
Beautiful sunshine. Well, there's always hope, right? Beautiful sunshine today. Highs in the low to mid-60s. It's going to be a beautiful day. And we welcome now Judy Davidoff into the show. Good morning, Judy, from Isthmus. And the new issue of Isthmus is out.
It really is. And you have an editorial here where you're talking about WPR's interview with Tom Tiffany, Representative Tom Tiffany. I don't know. I can't even understand why his district voted him in. Is there any clue? This guy completely destroyed our state with mining. And then he's sent off to Washington like Davy Crockett, you know, he's going to change everything out there. But he was asked about, you know, the federal funding being cut off, and his answer was so incredible.
What struck me as, you know, I write in this is that, you know, he was asked about congressional powers. Over money that's been allocated, and essentially agreed. Yes, Congress has that power, but then, you know, went on to say that essentially the executive, has the power to disperse in the way she wants because, you know, they represent the will of the people, and of course, you know, that perked my ears up because, you know, we elect representatives to Congress as well, and they represent the will of the people. So, you know, it just seemed to suggest kind of ignoring the separation of powers and the balance of powers that we have in the country.
Well,
then that got me thinking, well, then how do you teach civics?
Right.
How do you teach some of the basics?
Yeah.
Right.
That's just an amazing thing. I mean, he said, yeah. And here's the thing about cutting off the funding. All of this stuff was appropriated. It was approved. Right. They looked at the reasons why this funding was provided. This was cleared. It's not like it was all done under the table someplace. And finally, thank goodness, the president came in and said, wait, hold on, stop it right here. I mean, you know, we have a process. All of this works. I don't understand it. Tiffany said, we did appropriate the money? Yes, but it's up to the executive branch to make sure that that money is going. Well, they already made sure. That's what the government does. That's what these departments do, right?
Well, that's what Congress does when they, you know, sign off.
Yeah.
Yep. Right. It did really seem to ignore, sort of the powers of each of the branches.
That's right.
So,
talking with Judy Davidoff here from Isthmus, and you know, in this issue, and we're going to talk about this more next week with a couple of guests. But the Wisconsin Film Festival is coming up, and you have a section in this Isthmus, a complete guide to the festival, right, Judy?
Yeah. Isthmus has had a long partnership with Wisconsin Film Festival, at least more than a decade. I don't know when we first started doing the guide. And so when we came back in print and they returned in person, we resumed that partnership, and it's great. It's 32 pages of the printed guide with all the descriptions of the movies and then the details about how to get tickets and venues pretty much everything you need to know. It's online, of course, as well, but people who like to read through it in print now have this great guide.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's nice having it in print because then you can mark it, you know, and have it on your coffee table and just keep checking it out, making sure that you're not missing any of the events or anything like that.
Right.
But, or overbooking for the same time.
Well, they have so many venues for this film festival normally anyway, but they pick the best venue for each one of these types of movies, you know, for the black and white classic movies, right? You know all about this stuff. You know, Sam.
Sure.
Sam's
a projectionist, so he's going to be busy.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Anything else we should look for this month in the Isthmus? Judy, anything
Well,
you
there's
mention?
A big story on the Wisconsin Supreme Court by Bill Leaders, who also has covered every Supreme Court race for the last, I don't know, 16 races or so.
For a long period,
Really good examination of the records of the candidates, you know, really goes beyond the ads that unfortunately tell us very little. I would recommend that piece. Also have a piece by Stephen Potter that looks back 10 years ago when Tony Robinson was killed by police officer Matt Kenney. Talks to a lot of people in the community about the impact of that. Liam Barron, our staff writer, has some great smaller news stories. You know, one that sort of, I think, predicted what we saw yesterday with the city clerk being put on administrative leave in Madison. This was a story that talked to a few alders who were saying that they'd be surprised if the city clerk's contract is renewed.
Yeah. So, lots to get to.
And lots of arts as well.
Of course. It's very, very colorful issue.
Yep. Very good, Judy.
Yeah.
Well, again, Isthmus out the first Thursday of every month. Judy Davidoff, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
I appreciate it. And this portion, thank you. Bye-bye. And this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress. The Verlo Mismatch Sale is back. Verlo Mattress of Madison, biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, same lasting, long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. Save an additional 10% off of mattresses and box springs.
Yes.
Verlo Mattress of Madison. Go to verlo.com.
Get there early.
That's
the lines
right.
are forming.
All right. Tomorrow on the show, Pam Yonke from the Midwest Farm Report. Yep. Also, Max Inc. preview of local music with Rocker.
Fantastic. All right.
John, have a great day.
I'm going to try to have a good day. Right. I'll probably pass out after this.
Talk to you in the morning.
All right.
Stephanie Miller's next.
John in the morning.
As we were saying.
Let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.